said to Cousin Jack, sitting on the porch. I won't retire, but I might retread. Seem like that guy singing this song, been doing it for a long time. Is there anything he knows that he ain't said? Sing a song for freedom. Sing a song for love. Sing a song for depressed angels falling from above.
A better place with always.
hear that rooster crowing down on the double E. It's a new morning dawning on the green, bouncing off the towers. The sun's headed down to the streets. Early morning business meeting, window shades are drawn. Another morning edition is headed for the porch, because Grandma puts down the paper before Grandpa raises his fork. A little love and affection in everything you do. With all
scared to try to deal with the traffic and the people and bright colors and all the happy sounds. And so after a week or so, he got up his nerve and he went out to a bar. Thought he'd go dancing and maybe have a few drinks, see if he could look up some of his old high school friends. And that's when he met Edith. She was dancing and she was looking beautiful. And he fell in love with her and took her home. Didn't need to look at anything else after that. And they got married. They had a daughter, son, a pair of twins actually, Sun and Luna Green. But Luna didn't make it. And Sun Green grew up to be a beautiful young lady, and they were proud of her. Right now she's doing her homework, I think, and she's working on a book report. Book's called How to Use the Media, written by a politician or a lawyer, I think. And then she's doing a special project, something she had to come up with out of her own soul and her own heart. It's called Alaska, Saving the Wilderness by Sun Green.
Back in the country, living. on the double E, in the sunshine of a life. There's a radio on Philly, and Mom and Daddy won't let her leave. Mom and Papa won't let her go. But when they go out dancing, she brings out on her own. She's hot enough to burn the house down. Mom and Daddy don't know. Some of them were mad as hell, 'cause it used to be the double L. Change comes slow in the country, when you knew there's a lot of distrust. Years fly by uneventful, memories turn to dust. We'll be right back.
you. I can tell you a little bit about the town. It's not a very big town, you know, and it's a coastal town.
Greendale.
There's a lot of Greendales in the country, and this one's a little different. It has a jail. It's built in 1911, and Satan lives in it. Now, I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's, you know, Satan looks different every time you look at the Satan, so there's no way to tell whether the movie's right or Greendale's right. But anyway, that's too confusing. I shouldn't even mention that. But I will tell you that this song isn't about Satan. It's about Captain John Green and his little crew of teenagers he has on a sailboat. He lives outside of town in the harbor on an old condemned pier. And he feels there's a curse on the town. He's also got bad blood with the Green family. So he never goes into Greendale. But he's sending his teenage crew in there to pick up supplies today and giving them a little word of advice.
Believe, sent the captain a maze.
outside Greendale, there's a little sign that says, leaving Greendale. It was put up by the Chamber of Commerce. And the meetings that led up to it were hot and heavy for a couple of weeks while they decided exactly how the sign should look. So they settled on a green sign. It says, leaving Greendale, population 22,862 or something. And population changes a lot. Anyway, the sign was put up. Everybody was happy. But now you can't see the sign anymore. There's been a giant billboard put up right in front of it by a media conglomerate. Now some people were upset about the sign. Some people thought it was a good thing. That's what the country's all about. So one guy had a different view on it than everybody, though. His name was Officer Carmichael. He was a cop in town, respected guy. He liked to park under the sign so he could make his quota. He hid behind it, got a lot of speeders on the way out of Greendale.
Buildings and engineers, and a book with no number. numbers to call. The whole town was stunned. They closed the coast highway for 12 hours. No one could believe it. Jet was one of ours. Meanwhile, across the ocean, living in the internet was the cause of an explosion no one had heard yet. There's no need to worry. There's no reason to fuss. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us. And we'll be watching you and everything you do. And you can do your part by watching others too. Put down the paper, staring in disbelief. Jed had always been good to him, never gave him any grief.
Some other towns near Greendale have had some trouble. There wasn't going to be any of it here. Some people didn't care about it. But most people did, and they loved Carmichael for the job that he did. He also donated his time a lot. Events on the weekends and things that different groups from town would put on at the schoolyard. He was always there, standing by, keeping an eye on things. So when he got shot by the side of the road by Jed Green, it was big in Greendale. He wasn't really safe in jail, but that's where they put him. At Officer Carmichael's house, widow was devastated. She had her friends over and they were taking down all the pictures of Carmichael with his police uniform and his gun. She didn't want to see any more uniforms and no more guns. They took down the duck hunting pictures too. Carmichael had some secrets of his own. Thank you.
played it straight down the line. One by one, the officers spoke, and service drew to a close. He had no living relatives, but his wife, she never showed. She just couldn't face the men. They all understood. They got in their cars and drove home as directly as they could.
You know, in talking about Earl Green earlier, I told you he was a Vietnam vet, and he had a lot of trouble when he came back adjusting. But one thing he learned to do, and it made him deal with life and made him stronger, made him more able to make it through each day, was he started painting. He started painting, became an artist. He set up a little studio in the barn across from the house, hung up some pieces of plywood from chains from the rafters. He started putting his pictures up on the wall. They look like psychedelic pictures, you know, hippie paintings with a lot of lines and detail, colors. All I can say about Earl is his daughter thought he was a great artist. She'd come home from school and she listened to the paintings. She stood in front of him for a few minutes and they'd start talking to her. And she heard sounds. She heard the sounds of lovers talking, whispering to each other. Then she'd hear people running real fast through some wet stuff, mud, and feet going through mud real fast and yelling, "Be quiet, be quiet. Be quiet, watch." And then gunfire and things breaking and huge noises and people screaming. And then it would go away and the lovers would come back and they'd be whispering to each other and talking about the wind blowing and how nice it was to be there by the ocean. And this is what happened when someone looked at some of these paintings. And it's always something like that came out of them. She knew her dad was a genius, but she never heard anybody with the paintings that talked before. Fuck you, shut up. Not to be offensive, of course, but I think the crowd's with me and against you. You have a right to be heard, though, and you have been. You know, I got a bit of a bully pulpit up here, and I apologize for that. Anyway, I kind of lost track, but Sun was in love with her dad. She thought her dad was a great painter like Picasso. But he could never sell any pictures. He couldn't support the family with his art. And he couldn't hold down a job because he kept hallucinating and hearing voices at work when he got a job. He'd react to things that weren't there, hiding behind things, and he just couldn't do it. So he always went back to painting. And it was very sad to him that he couldn't support himself. He used to take the paintings around to the neighboring towns, try to sell them at the galleries, and he never could do it, so his songs were Earl Green. Thank you.
Dodgers to beat the Giants. Then David came up. Now you gotta pay up. You didn't count on that. Geez, half the money's gone. A month is still young. Where are you gonna go now? Gotta trust somebody. Trust someone. Someone you trust. And go to your brother, because that money's all gone. And go to your friends.
Someday.
One morning, Grandma and Grandpa were in their little house in Greendale, and they were having breakfast. It was just a little house. It had one bedroom, a living room, and a kitchen, bathroom, a big garage for the Eldorado, with an infrared door. It was a cool house. It had a big American flag out in the front yard. Oh, picket fence. Breeze always blowing in from the ocean. The flag was looking good almost every day. It was sideways, blowing. Grandpa and Grandma loved their little house. They didn't have to go back anywhere. They didn't have any kids to watch out for anymore. No school, nothing. Just hanging out in their little house. And one morning they're having breakfast. Grandpa's having his biscuits. Kind of biscuits that Grandma used to make for them. They were fried in bacon grease and butter with a little honey on them. And she'd flip them over and fry the other side, put some more honey on top. And she'd give them to Grandpa. He loved those biscuits. She loved him. So mornings were good. And they're sitting there eating. And suddenly, there was a rumbling. Grandma's china started shaking. The house started shaking. A lot of sounds started happening and got really loud. And the house was really shaking, but it wasn't an earthquake. Grandpa looked out, saw a helicopter hovering over the neighbor's back lawn, just above the clothesline, with a photographer hanging out the side of it with a movie camera or something. And they were shooting Grandma and Grandpa through the kitchen window. And then Grandpa looked out front and he saw all these vans and people with numbers on their lapels and microphones, and satellite dishes. It was the media. They'd come to interview Grandpa. They wanted to do a special on the Green family. Wanted to find out about Jed Green, the cop killer. What it was like to have a family that had a cop killer, and they felt people had a right to know that. But Grandpa didn't feel like they had a right to know it. That's right. He headed out the back. They jumped in the garage. They got in the Eldorado, fired it up, and Grandma was driving. She drove really fast. She went through Greendale out the back. Down a little dirt road towards the Double E, flying over the green fields, leaving a big trail of dust behind me. Yeah. Grandpa sitting there in the front seat going, "Oh, I'm going to get to see sun now. This ain't too bad." Because he loved sun. He was looking for sun to carry on the green tradition, if not the green name. But when they got to the Double E, sun wasn't there. She'd gone into town to visit Jed in jail. Grandma said, "Well, don't worry, she'll be back. And why don't you just go in there and relax? I'll go down to Great Grandma's, pick up some soup, special food for you for dinner." And Great Grandma, she's 105. She's about 4'11". She drinks rye whiskey and smokes cigarettes nonstop. But she grows all her own food. She even has her own chickens and things. She's got her own scene going on. She doesn't like to buy anything anywhere in the markets. And she doesn't trust anything.
here's your coffee. She'd eat it that she filled his cup. Nobody'll find you here. Girl's glad you got showed up. The way things are downtown, you might have to stay for a while. There was a helicopter flying over your house when I talked to your neighbor Kyle. Well, who the hell do they think they are? Invading our home like that. Grandma and I had to leave so fast, we couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of it. And it took off down the trail. is unfamiliar.
A walkie-talkie squeal.
Generators were running. Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. Grandpa saw the young man looking through the Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any. I don't watch Channel 2 or 6 or 9. I don't have time to talk that fast. And it ain't my crime. It ain't an honor to be on TV. And it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV, shows like Leave It to Beaver, shows with love and affection, like Mama used to say, little Mayberry living can go a long, long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet. Loaded up both barrels. Went out on the porch and fired them off. And up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. But you can stick them where the sun don't shine. Grandpa said with a gasp. And he fell face first, and he let out a sigh. Edith ran out in shock. Grandpa was whispering to her from down on the floor. It looked like he was trying to talk. We'll be right back. She was bringing down dinner for Grandpa. It was crawling with vitamins.
Tender as a mother's love.
Tender as a mother's love. When she saw the TV band. Side door was open, there were three TVs. Grandpa's face was on everyone. He was talking to a woman with a microphone. She was sexy and her hair was all done. Sunscreen came down. Such a beautiful girl. Mother Earth needs more like you. You should go out now and see the world. What's Grandpa doing on TV? I got his dinner. Fans have blocked our road, but we can carry it. It's not too far.
Sun green.
voice was loud and clear. She said,
our girl is fucking with the White House to paralyze our state with fear.
It was a golden moment in the history of TV news. No one could explain it. Just got great reviews.
Hey, Mr. Queen, you're nerdy now too. Hey, Mr. Queen, you're nerdy now too. Hey, Mr. Queen, you're nerdy now too.
Thank you.
Dylan on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies. There's much work to be done. Thank you.
women too. Outside in the cold distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching. Two riders were approaching.
Look out, mama, there's a white boat coming up the river. It's a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the hill. I think you'd better call John. Don't let them be here to deliver. And it's less than a mile away.
Yeah.
looking for the new world and the palace in the sun. On the shore lay Montezuma, the sculpted leaves and pearls. In his halls he often wandered with the secrets of the world.
We still can't.